Hi everyone, my name is Dallas Thurman. I'm a freshman studying journalism at Mizzou. I live on the west side of Chicago.
Woo!
Yep, and my name's Dallas because I'm just cool like that. I wasn't named after the city or anything. My nickname's D-Money, even though I don't have much money. I have our fig leaf.
Hi, my name's Giselle Martinez. I'm actually from Texas, not like Dallas, who's fake.
Okay.
Not Dallas, Texas, though. I'm from Rio Grande City, Texas, which is in the Rio Grande Valley, which is basically like I just live on the border wall, in case you wanted to know. I'm majoring in journalism and political science.
What up, Figleys and non-Figleys alike, because you best believe I'm going to be making my non-Figley friends and non-friends listen to this. All my ops will be seated for the episode drop. I'm Valentina. I'm Valentina Barra, and I'm from the South, like the actual South. I'm from Mexico. Right now, I'm a freshman majoring in political science, journalism, Latino studies, and an OR. But Northwestern keeps testing my patience low-key, so we'll see how that changes in a few months.
Hi, guys. My name is Anna Honecker. I'm studying journalism like everyone else here. When people ask me where I'm from, I usually just say Flint, Michigan. Because the actual town I'm from is kind of irrelevant. But for specificity's sake, I'll clarify that I'm from a small town right outside of Flint called Swartz Creek.
Let's go! Aaron Honecker town name just dropped. We are no longer just sitting your flutes.
Welcome to Discount EDU, a podcast where we talk about our experiences as Figley, or first-generation low-income students at Northwestern. In today's episode, we will be reflecting and talking about our transitions from high school to a Big Ten university.
Yup, you already know. We made it this far. We're here. But to be honest, sometimes it feels like we shouldn't be. Let's dive into it.
So guys, like, why'd you want to come to Northwestern? You know, that's the big question. For me, I came here because Medill is basically number one in the nation for journalism. So, I mean, you can't really top that. And even though I want it to be far from home, it's still pretty convenient being only like an hour from home.
Well, for me, I came here through Questbridge. Questbridge only has, like, so many, like, partner colleges. And obviously, I knew I wanted to, like, major in journalism. So, obviously, like you already said, Medill, number one journalism school.
Actually, it's Columbia.
All right, buddy.
But, opposite to Dallas, I actually wanted to be close to home. So, the fact that it was, you know, Michigan, Illinois, pretty close to each other.
They're dating.
So, yeah, they're actually dating. But, So, good journalism program, close to home, and Questbridge partner college.
And really the World Cup.
Exactly.
Yeah. I came to Medill because, quick little Google search, top journalism school. That's what I did. I didn't initially want to major in journalism, and I only applied to journalism at Northwestern. So, here I am. Boom. Sign of the Lord or whatever, if you're Mexican. Yeah. So I thought I was going to do engineering, but I think if I was a McCormick, I'd want
to
tell you.
I came to Northwestern because, I ask myself that every day sometimes. Now, TBH, it's like the only school where I could major in journalism without a master's, you know, like I don't need a master's because, you know, it's that good.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out Greenwell. She's keeping
Ayla Thompson Greenwell.
She's keeping me in journalism for real. Yeah,
we were all in this summer program called Bridge, and that's where we met. That's where we learned that journalism was pretty cool.
That's literally the only sign I have that I do like journalism.
But it was like Bridge was like a really good thing for me, at least, to like come from high school to college and like see what it would be like. I went to a boarding school called Culver Academy.
Culver,
Indiana. So I was used to being away from home and all that, but like, I don't know. It was good for me to like meet people like me because it was mostly Figley people in our program.
Culver or in Bridge?
Bridge.
Oh, yeah. I was like,
not Figley in a private school. I've been on scholarship for like years now. So just nice to see other people who identify as Figley.
Yeah, we can talk a little bit about Bridge. That eased our transition into Northwestern a lot.
Well, for me, it was like a last minute decision. Like, I didn't find out about it till like mid July, and like it starts in August.
Bridge hater.
For real, how do you get in?
Yeah, I planned in like March or like April.
Yeah, it was last minute. It was over the summer. Like,
I think basically not met.
Yeah. Like, an advisor called my mom. An advisor called my mom, and like she like presented the idea.
Your daughter needs this.
And like, I was kind of iffy about it because like this was like my one like summer break I would get.
So
like,
you hate
after
us.
High school, like before college. I'm like, I don't know if I want to cut like a whole month out of like my break. But, like, I thought about it, and it's, like, I think it could be, like, a good opportunity for me to make friends, for me to get used to the campus. So I'm just, like, whatever, I'll just fill out the application. And then, bam, I was in Evanston August 5th, and that's why I messed up. But, yeah, I love it. I don't regret it, you know. Definitely worth, you know, losing the 1 month of my summer.
También.
Yes. Oh, Timony.
That's how Dallas said that, yes.
I did Bridge. I knew I was gonna do Bridge, not like some people. Aaron Honegger. I applied to Bridge just because I thought it would be like a good opportunity, and I think it like built like a really nice community. We're all still like friends, and we all identify as Figly. My high school is like predominantly Mexican, or like 98% Mexican, so I think that was a good difference. But Bridge is really good for getting used to like the fast pace of like Northwestern, because I was on a semester school.
Why did you come to Bridge?
I mean, I think I got an email from like Daniel McKenzie.
You, Daniel!
Oh, I love him.
And he was like, oh, this is a good opportunity, you should look into it. And kind of like Aaron, I didn't know if I wanted to like waste some of my summer like doing school, but honestly, like the past couple summers I've been in programs, so it really wouldn't have been that different. Yeah. I've never had a real job, guys, over the summer. But I mean, it's a sacrifice, but I guess it helped me get in here. I mean, I hope. I would definitely do Bridge over again. It was super fun. Even though I live in Chicago, I, like, never really went downtown, at least, like, on a train. So being able to, like, practice that during the summer.
The red line.
Yeah, the red line, purple line, yeah. That was pretty fun.
Next stop, Howard.
Next stop, Argyle.
Hello, Argyle. Such a beautiful name.
Noise.
You know, I did Bridge because my roommate and I were talking, and she was like, oh, have you heard about the Bridge program? And I was like, oh, I've been on the fence. Like, I don't know if I should. Is that like how you say it? On the fence. I just didn't know if I should apply or not. I was kind of like nervous. I am a very family oriented person, and I, you know, we're all first gen, or I don't know if we are, but like we're all Figly. But I don't know. Like, some people are Figly, but they only identify with the one part of.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know,
then so you're just me or Fig.
You just me. biggest struggle. But like, not only am I first gen, but like I'm the first one to leave my native country. So it was hard. My family didn't want it so much, but I was like, you know what? This way I can meet my roommate, I can meet other people, and I'm also really excited because either way, my friends were all going to college around the same, like mid-August. Northwestern starts in mid-September.
Yeah.
So might as well start before everyone and like flex to people that I'm going to be in college.
Uh-oh, it seems like we're Keep that in. Uh-oh, it seems like we've run out of time, guys.
Yeah, come back next time for part two, where we talk more in depth about our transition from high school to Northwestern, you know, just Figly stuff. Yeah, in the future, we'll be talking about our application process, resources for Figly, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right, guys, in the future, we're going to have better audio as well, because we're Figly right now, and this is all we can do, but you can donate to my personal Zelle account if you would like the better audio. It's 619-983. Wait, maybe I shouldn't change my number.
This concludes the first episode of Discount EDU. I'm Dallas, a.k.a. D-Money.
I'm Valentina.
I'm Giselle.
And I'm Erin.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Spirit.